God.
Why don't you just tell us how you feel? You hear me out. We are going to make it. Yes. Amen. Thank God. You are that. I'm glad we got some shout around here. Now what you need to do is put last week out of your mind. It's over. You know, they may have court battles and all that junk. Who gives a flip? Okay? We got more important things to think about. Amen? Let me make a couple announcements before I'm ready to preach real hard, okay? I have a problem this morning. How many's ever had a problem? I'll tell you what my problem is. I got two messages that I want to preach this morning. Shut up. Because I probably will. And I've been juggling them in my hand here for about 2 minutes. And I may go back and juggle again, okay? But before I decide 100%, I want you to pray for Carolyn Hawks. Sister Hawks, her husband Gary went home to be with the Lord. This has been a busy time of funeral since the pandemic has come. And so you be much in prayer for Carolyn. The service will be at 1 o'clock for Gary at Tuesday at the Floral Hills Member Gardens in Sissonville. Actually, not in Sissonville. I think it's in Allen's Fork, but we'll try to get some direction to you. I called this morning Cindy Elkins and talked to her and just to encourage her a little bit this morning. And her voice was strong. We had a good prayer together. She has extensive chemo coming up and radiation. You do pray for her. It's going to be very extensive. But she believes and I believe that God's got it. It's just going to be a little longer process. Also, from a personal note for my family, I would like for you to pray for my wife's dad, Chris Cottrell. He is not doing a bit good. He's very, very ill this morning. He was ill yesterday, and it's not good, and that's why Marguerite's not here this morning. She had planned to. Also, I saw Sister Angie yesterday. I think I see her back there behind her mask. I want you to pray for Miss Leah today. Leah had a very difficult surgery. Very, very difficult. And I want you to pray for her. She's just going through it. And she's discouraged. And if she's listening right now, Miss Leah, you're on the wind side. Amen. God's got it. He's going to get you through. And your preacher and your church loves you. And we do. Love her. She's a genuine article. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Now, one thing I want to keep saying is, by the way, I was so encouraged today. The parking lot looked more normal today than it has in 8 months. And that encouraged this preacher. Somebody say amen. Now, if all y'all will do, follow my orders here. Let's stay in mass and protect ourselves. Don't let your guard down. If you are the least bit ill, stay home until you know if you have the corona or not. Somebody help me. And let's do our best. Now, if you can't wear a mask, and we also provide protective shields for those that have problems breathing in masks, we can get you one of those. So do your best. But the main thing is, let's protect one another. How many's glad we hadn't had no outbreak yet? And we won't have if we do it right. And we're trying our best to do it right. Somebody say amen. All right, I'm switching around. I told you I'd decide, didn't I? Turn with me to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. If y'all get real nice, I may just preach them both and we won't come back tonight. How about that? Psalm 37, and stand with your feet, to your feet, and we'll read the first 8 verses. Then I am going to read verse number 23. If you're there, say amen. Amen. What great instruction. Now, I am aware that my side didn't win the presidency, or at least hadn't yet. And it just hadn't yet. I mean, whatever. But see, here's the difference between us and the radicals. The streets are not on fire. If the radicals that we got in are lost, our country would be burning today. That's the difference between us and them. I'm going to say it like it is, Brother Rich. I don't care. That's the difference. See, because here's what I believe. Here's what I believe. Conservative people, and most importantly, Christian people, act different than the world.
Amen.
Amen. And I know some of you probably listened for a good word this morning to help you. And I'm going to give you a good word this morning. Psalm 37, if you're there, say one more time, amen.
Amen.
Let me read verse 8 and verse 23. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Now listen to the instruction. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Somebody, I'll shout right there. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give unto thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of that the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Now here's the part a few people ought to just maybe run around the building. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Our Father, I do ask you one more time to touch this preacher. One more time, help me to instruct your people. We're living in unfair days. We're living in evil days. But Lord, direct us and direct our steps in peace in the path of life. And we'll give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. And for his sake, amen. I would like for you people on live stream to share the message in the service thus far, because I believe it will be a benefit to us all. Last Sunday, I preached on a pre-election sermon. This Sunday, I'm preaching on a post-election sermon. But I want all y'all to know, Brother Dana, my hope has not changed from Sunday to Sunday. I'm still on the winning side. I'm still, well, glory. I'm believing that God has our life and God has our direction, and I'm not too sure that we aren't ready to get ready to go to the house.
Amen.
Now let me, if I can, do a little introduction. Psalm 37 is a psalm that was written by David. This is important in his older life. He was an old man by now. I'm an old man, or at least close to it. Hello, I'm not old as Denny McGrew. Somebody say amen. Amen. He addresses a problem that has plagued us forever. And here's the problem. Why do the wicked seem to prosper while the righteous suffer? He addresses the same problem in Psalm 49 and Psalm 73. And it is the predominant theme in the whole book of Job. In verses 1 and 2, he tells us that envy ought to be condemned, especially when the object of that envy is a lost person. I want all y'all to know we ought not to envy lost people. Because see, them bunch of scoundrels might think they've won, but ultimately they're going to lose. And what we cannot do, you better hear me out. We cannot let their wickedness control our joy. Oh, I don't think you got it. I don't think we can let their wickedness control our joy. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have joy this morning. We're on the winning side. We're on the right side. We are on, well, glory. We're on the side of history that really counts. It's going to be anyway in a minute, Ray. Amen. Now, here's what I want to do. And I'll try to gear down enough because I'm full of blast this morning to really get you to grasp this. I want to preach this morning on steps to peace in the paths of life. Whether you and I both want to agree or not, life is really not fair. Now, don't you equate God all the time with life the way you may. Life is not always fair, Colton. Life's always not always fair, Dustin. Hey, Brother Jeff, life's not always fair. But I want you to know God's more than fair. Now, let me ask you a question. How do we proceed in this government that could end up in such chaos and crisis? How? Here's the question. What steps must I take to be on a path of peace in a world of such chaos? How many like to know? What in the world do I do in this wicked, adulterous generation? God has steps. I want you to walk in them. Let me give you five of them, and I'll let you go home. Look at verse number 3. Boy, this is good stuff. This may not be a shouting sermon. I'm not even caring. But this is great if you'll grab it. Number one, verse number 3, we must control your walk. Look what it said. Trust in the Lord and do good. Let me say it again. Trust God. Let me say it again. Trust God. Our walk is a walk of faith. Our walk is not by sight. Our walk is to trust someone we've never seen, look forward to a home that we've never been to. That's what we need this morning. We need to control our walk, and our walk cannot be controlled unless we walk by faith. You know why we're in such a crooked generation? Because folks just don't walk by faith.
Amen.
A Now, can I say something to you? Boy, this is going to be sharp. You can control your destiny and the way you behave and the kind of peace you have by controlling your walk and by trusting God. Somebody help me preach right there. See, our whole problem is we've trusted too long in politicians. Our whole problem is we've trusted too long in government. Our whole problem is we trusted too long in the wicked. Us put our trust in God. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But I'm going to trust in the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord is a high time. Am I preaching? Trust God. Then it says, do good. See, somebody ought to praise him. You know what we need to do? We need to trust God and do good. I don't care if they burn the whole world down. We need to do good.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, I know every one of you feel like me. You like to stick your fist right down a few people's mouth. I mean, I like to put mine down to the elbow. But see, that's the behavior of a heathen and not a Christian. See, you really... it really is good. You want to get along in life, you trust God and you do good. And then look at the comfort. Look at the comfort in that verse. And verily thou shalt be fed. I mean, I want you to know something, friend. If some of the policies are put in place that the Biden and Harris two want to put in place, we all might be in the soup line. You hear me? But raise your hand. If we trust God and we do good, we're going to be taken care of. We're going to be fed. We're going to be blessed. God's going to get us through. Somebody ought to shout.
Amen.
I think I'm preaching the right sermon. All right. This one, number two. I better hurry because, whoo, glory. How many of y'all like preaching when it goes right down the page and you can understand it? Verse number four. This one here, Lois, is one that I need real bad this morning. Then it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. We need to control our walk. But the next one is really, really big. We need to condition, you need to condition your will. Woo! You said, how do I condition my will? Because, see, your will is the thing going to operate your life, Jeff. So how do I condition my will, Pastor? The word delight yourself, the word means to take exquisite delight. Somebody help me preach right there. What a command. Hey, God's saying everything can be done by prayer. And he said, it ain't over till I say it's over. And we need to right now bathe our whole life and bathe everything in prayer. Amen. You said, preacher, we had the church open from 7 to 8 o'clock and prayed all day, but it didn't change election. Don't have to change election as long as it changes you. But before you get too gloom and doom, you better dive into the numbers of the election, and you might find out it wasn't near as bad as you thought it was. Somebody help me preach. See, I've got to do something with my will, low scale, because my will sometimes get out of the whole will of God. So I got to have it conditioned, Brother Ray. And how do I condition it? I condition it by delighting in God. And then not only the command, but the comfort. When we are lost in Him, then our will and our desires will be lost into His well-being. Somebody pray. You ought to God. I don't know if you got that statement or not. When we are lost in Him, when everything is about Him, when our whole life is Him, hallelujah, we start operating in a new atmosphere. We're in a high place. We're doing everything by His will. Well, glory. But if you don't watch out, and if you don't condition your will, you'll get out of the will. Number three. Am I preaching all right?
Amen.
I'm coming, brother. I'm just coming methodically and slow. Verse 5 and 6. How many's there? How many like preaching when you just go down the Bible? Third thing. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. The command, commit. Now, Chad, where you at? Chad Lee? Partial rapture? You say, what's that word commit mean? Listen carefully. The word means, here's what it means. Row unto. Row unto. What it means is, the idea here is, roll your burdens of life over unto the Lord and cast your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Now, notice the verse. Can I give you an outline within the outline? Write this down. Write this thing down. Number one, commit thy way unto the Lord. Write it down. It's a definite act. Have you ever come to your place in your life that you got saved and you committed everything to God? How many saved? Raise your hand high. Hold them up high. Woo! That's a definite act. But I want to ask you a question. How many of you know you were saved? But Jeff, sometimes our commitment weakens. Does anybody here's commitment ever weaken? Over here, how much commitment ever weakens? Point number two under that. Commit thy way. That's a definite act. Listen. Trust also in Him. That's a daily attitude. How can I keep my commitment strong, Ray? There's only one way. Is every day of my life, trust in Him. Hey, I want you to know something. I didn't wake up this morning defeated. I didn't wake up this morning angry. I didn't wake up this morning despondent. I didn't wake up this morning depressed. You say, why? Because I made a commitment when I got saved, and every day of my life, I am trusting God with my commitment. Now look at the last ray, and He shall bring it to pass. That's a sermon within a sermon. That's a divine accomplishment. I've got a God that has healing in His wings. Somebody raise your hand. I got a God that has victory for all of us. We need to commit our way. Let me ask you something. I want to ask the families. I want to ask you individually. How committed are you? How focused are you? How locked in are you? See, the tendency is for us to be up and down in our commitment. Right, Brother Bill? Bill, we can't survive being up and down. We can't be so, a double-minded person can't survive. Are you listening to me? We must commit our way. Am I preaching?
Amen.
You know what I'm afraid of? And I hope you don't take this improperly. So far, I've been very positive. But we do a lot of lip service and not enough heart service. We act like we're committed. We say we're committed. We voice that we're committed. But we don't live like we're committed. Am I preaching, son?
Yes, sir.
Who gave you that suit? Well, I'll tell you what, you look kind of dapper in it. Man, that's pretty. You remind me of me. Commit thy way. You said, preacher, I'm not shouting yet. What's it mean again? That word means to rest in the Lord. That means to let God have it all. Somebody say amen. Now, number four. I want all y'all to write down this, by this. Hardest point. How many of y'all got that? Hardest point. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Steve Cook, listen to this, and wait patiently for him. Number four, consecrate your wait. We need to consecrate our wait. The word rest means to be silent. Then there's the word fret, means to blaze or get hot. And what he's saying is for us to remain silent, to wait on the Lord. Because if we wait on God, he'll renew our strength. I'll ask you. I'll start over here. A lot of times I'm heavy to the right. I'm going to start on the left this time. Anybody in this room have any problems when it comes to the area of waiting? Is there any fixers here that you think you've got to fix it? And that you've got to handle it? Now, I'll come over here. Any fixers here? Any people here think you've got to handle it all? And you've got to be in control? And when you're not in control, you're real weak. You know what your whole problem is? And my problem is? We don't consecrate our weight. We don't let God get his will. We run ahead of God and try to fix everything. And most of the time we ruin it all. Hold on a minute. I'm not done with y'all. How many of you in this big part of the auditorium try to go ahead of God? Try to, you know, you get a problem come up this week, I'll fix it instead of letting God take it. Instead of calling on him first, you do your thing first, and then when you make a mess of it, you come looking for help. Boy, it's quiet in here, but I think I am preaching good. Hey, over here. Any fixers over here? Anybody in this area feel like, oh, man, I got to handle it. I got to do it. I'm the one in control here. You keep living like that, you're going to be the most miserable person in the house. Somebody help me here. How many believe I'm preaching good this morning? See, here's the whole problem. What happens is, if we don't wait, then we're going to fret. Then we're going to blaze and we're going to get hot. Come on. And we're going to be enraged. You know, there's a lot of us have in our mind that this election this week's been rigged. I don't know. But I want y'all to know something. I am not fretting about it. And I'm not enraged about it. I'm just waiting on God. You know what I'm waiting on? Actually, is this. Come up hither! You know what I'm waiting on? For him to say, it's up, time's up, time's up.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go. All right, I'm going to finish. Believe it or not, on time. Oh, why do I have to end with this one? I said the last one's the most difficult one. This is a close second. Look at verse 8. There's a fifth point. We need to conquer our wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Let me do it again. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. And I'll be honest with you, I have a difficulty with that because there's times I get real mad. Now, I'm glad I'm preaching to a bunch of holy saints that nobody has a problem in here. Ain't none of y'all get mad. Ain't none of you lose your top. Ain't none of y'all just a bunch of little saints. Why don't y'all come up and preach? Maybe you'll do better. Listen, outfit. We all get angry. But my Bible said to be angry and sin not. See, man, we need to conquer the wrath that's in us. Aren't you glad we're Christian?
Amen.
Aren't you glad we're conservative Christians? And we didn't break down a building. We didn't loot a sports store. We didn't go out and scream out loud and make a fuss. And we haven't burnt down the world. You know why? We're on the winning side. And we need to conquer your wrath. Boy, that's good preaching. You said, man, I want to have peace. Got to conquer your wrath. You just can't lose it. You just can't lose it. You said, have you ever lost it? Is the Pope a Catholic? All day long. Yeah, I've lost it. And I want to be honest with you, I'm ashamed of myself when I do. There have been some times. How about them pretty socks? Your pastor, this is a size 16. That's a 16 wide. And I want all y'all to know, it fits in here. It's been here a while. I've had it in. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can't conquer our wrath, it will conquer us. I wonder how many came in church this morning angry, mad, frustrated, discouraged, depressed. Let me tell you what path you were on. You were on a path of problems. But I want you to know something. How many believe if we follow these 5 points, we're going to be on a path of peace, far as nationally and personally? And I wonder how many this morning, and I want you to bow your head, and I'm done. I wonder how many this morning would raise your hand again and say, I know I'm saved. Raise your hand. Thank you. How many right now could not raise your hand to say you're saved and you know you're lost and you know you're headed for a devil's hell and you'd like to change that this morning and you'd like for me to pray for you? Raise your hand. I don't know if there's any lost here, but I want to give it to you. How many Christians this morning needed to hear this message? Because your life is a little chaotic right now. Your life is a little confused right now. You can go by the way of wrath and anger, or you can say, I want to have a peaceful path. And those folks coming, will you stand with me? Everyone that would like to take these five principles and apply them to your heart, would you this morning just walk down here around this altar and let's just pray about it and say, you know what? I want a peaceful life. I want a prosperous life. I want God to take over. Father, thank you for this good time we've had around your word, around your principles. And we bless your name for it. Now I pray right now, the folk will just come down the aisle. Come up here. We bathed it last week in prayer, but this is after the fact. God help us to walk in the path of peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. People are coming. Why aren't you here?